Let's do it. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Biola, Joseph Gorskowski, and Derek Brandeo. At your service, your beck and call. And let's not forget Sarah Pollock. Not to be confused with Brian Pollock. Different spelling. Same pronunciation. Go figure that one out. That music would tell us that perhaps, maybe, we're not quite sure, we'll be joined by our in-house meat monger. His name, of course, is Sean Kelly, and we await his presence. There he is.
Your presence, my presence is here. I'm not sure what the problem is.
I have
I'm
no
easy
idea.
To,
I
never, I'm easy
I
to
never,
find.
I never know what the problem is at any given moment on this show. You know that.
Yes. Yes. How are you, buddies?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Mr. Gorskowski is behind the board today.
Hey, Joey.
Hey.
Good day.
Joey wanted to cash in his gift card, but he never emailed me.
I'm still trying to figure out what you got.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a label, so just order whatever you want. I'll slap a label on it for you.
Exactly. The content's irrelevant. It's what's on the front cover that, you know, the old judge the book thing?
Yep.
That's the same same in this business, you know?
So I'm in the Sarge's. I'm in Tiny right now.
Oh, look at you! What pray tell are you doing over there?
I'm just driving through. Right, you not really going to stop in Tiny.
Well, you should stop. You should stop and see the Sarge. He'd probably. Like
I would, except for he's just like you. I know these people, but I don't have any of their personal addresses.
Oh.
And I got a bone to pick with him, by the way. I got a bone to pick with the OPP today.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I was just thinking about this. Driving through Collingwood and Wasaga Beach and all that, it's a full-time job for your senses. The change in speed is just constant. So if you're not paying 100% attention, you know. So a couple of weeks ago, I was coming out of Collingwood, and I didn't notice on a four-lane highway that the speed was so low. But anyways, I got pulled over. It was Monday morning, right? On the holiday Monday, going to work. So the officer pulls me over, and guess what? You're not allowed to ask an officer anymore why you're pulled over, because they get very, very upset. Very upset.
Oh. Wait a minute. How did you ask them?
Well, I just simply said, why are you pulling me over?
No, you didn't say, hello, officer, how are you today? How are things going during this very difficult time, the pandemic? I hope you and your family are... Listen to me. I hope you and your family are well and your friends and everybody's safe. And, you know, like you might want to start with that kind of approach to things, Sean.
Yeah, I might.
You know?
However, there's my next point. Once he abruptly told me why he was pulling me over... Okay. What I noticed was during this pandemic, this guy was about 3 feet from me, no mask, no gloves.
Did you tell him to back off?
I was shocked, Ange. I was shocked.
Oh, my
right?
God.
I would have asked I would have asked him a lot of questions, but all of a sudden, for number one, he shocked me with his response to me why I was pulled over. And then I was afraid for my life because this guy wasn't wearing a mask.
Okay, so let me just tell you what happened. He got one good look at you. I'm assuming you were your usual self, and, you know, we won't go any farther than that. And you were sitting there in your car, and he walked over, and he got a look at that beautifully. I'm sure you were wonderfully coiffed and shaven and nice and neat and all that stuff. And then I think what he wanted to do, he wanted to get a little closer, see if he could sniff anything in that vehicle of yours. if you know what I mean. Okay.
And it wasn't because
he found you very handsome and attractive and wanted to get close to you. Trust me. Okay. That's his job. He needs to smell. He needs to know that you're not under the influence because probably based on the way you approached the whole thing, he probably thought this guy's probably stoned or drunk. Huh?
Man, right? Come on. It's 8 o'clock in the morning? 8
yeah.
o'clock in the morning?
I've
Maybe
seen
in my
you.
Backyard.
I've seen you at 8 o'clock in the morning, okay? You're talking to the wrong guy. I've actually experienced you at 8 o'clock in the morning. So there you go. See? There's an answer to everything. I love being able to solve puzzles like that one, you know, because you know, if you just listen to it from your perspective, here's this cop, he pulls you over, he runs over to the thing, spreads germs all over you, tells you you're an idiot, he pulls you out of the car, beats you up, and throws you in jail, and that's it. But really,
so you're coming to court with me then, right?
What's the date?
I don't know yet. I don't know. Okay, you led me into another one. I don't know the date. You know why? You know, in your neighborhood now that you have all these post office boxes right on the corner, you go in and take your key and you get your mail, right?
Yeah, it's not new. It's not new, Sean. Yeah, we've been dealing with that for 100%.
100%.
Okay.
But in Thornbury, I have a post office box because they don't do rural deliveries.
Right.
However, our mailboxes are inside the small building next to the post office.
Right.
But that thing is only open when the post office is open.
Okay.
Even though it has a separate entrance.
Okay.
So if I'm not in, and now they're on restricted hours from 9:30 to 4:30, if I'm not in town, I haven't even got my mail in 3 weeks. So, thus, I can't give you the court date.
Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
Obviously, it's mine, I guess. That's where you're going.
Well, you know I'm where I'm going.
Well, was I married to you once?
Oh, my God. You're the best, buddy. There's two sides to every story, isn't there?
Yeah, but mine's never the right one, Ange, ever.
No, I like yours the best, though. I got to be honest with you. I love your stories. I love your approach to things. Oh, my God. What are we barbecuing this? This is a weekend.
Okay, I have this one. I got a great one for you. And again, Blair and I were going to film this, and we haven't got around to it yet. However, I have bought and am buying on a consistent basis old whiskey Crown Royal barrels, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And what I do... Okay, and they still have, they have not been used for swill yet, okay? They haven't been used, were watered out and stuff, so they still got a lot of whiskey in the actual oak, okay?
Right, right.
So I disassemble these barrels, and now you've got little 3-foot canoes, right? Okay?
Yep.
Inside, the whiskey actually almost burns the wood inside there from over the years from aging it, right? You got to... beautiful charcoal finish on the inside of that barrel. So what I do is I take those and I cut them in half. So now I've got two canoes, all right? Then I take a beautiful piece of salmon, okay, and I put it on top of the board, right, and I trim the salmon exactly to match up to the board, okay? Take the belly off, take the small part, the thin part of the tail off, which, by the way, you don't throw away. You can use for kebabs, okay?
Okay.
But then you can use that barrel piece, that canoe, to put on your barbecue, any type of barbecue, because it is approximately over an inch thick. It will hold, it will not allow the fish to burn, okay? It will just basically smoke it from underneath. You can, if you want to do it quickly, you put your barbecue at 350. The thing will be ready in 15 minutes. If you want to take it all day, put it down as low as possible, and that piece of canoe, that beautiful oak barrel, will basically protect the fish from burning all day, and it just comes out beautiful. And I forgot to say, before you do that, what you want to do is you want to rub a nice combination of salt and brown sugar on top of that fish. Take your knife and run a little bit, make a channel, okay, about 1 inch from the front, go all the way down to the 1 inch before the end of the tail, and fill that with maple syrup before you put it on the grill. It's fantastic.
Oh my God. Now you got me with that maple syrup business. That's
And you can pair this the day before, and you can leave it in your fridge if you want, and let that marinate soak in and let it cure.
On behalf of the fans listening out there, because they're asking the same damn question. They're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Okay, to me, a barrel is something that is approximately 36 to 40 inches tall and has a circumference of about 4 feet if you were to put a tape around its belly. This yep. is not obviously like not the barrel you're talking about.
Yes, because I take it apart. The barrel is all made of slats.
Oh, so you're using each one of these slats.
Exactly. I take the wire rings off. Okay.
Oh, well, I see you missed that
the
part.
Barrel,
right.
And then
I
didn't miss that. I said disassemble. I said deconstruct the barrel. You weren't listening.
Okay.
You were trying to poke holes in my story. That's all you're trying to do.
I try listening, Sean. I try really hard. Honestly. I even practice sometimes. I go home and I practice with the Countess. I practice with her because, you know, there's some similarities there, right? And so I try and practice that listening, my listening techniques. I thought they were pretty good, but I must have missed that one. Sorry about that. So you've got all these single individual slats that you've cut down because they're too long. You cut them down to a workable length, I'm assuming, right?
That's right. You can leave them whole if your barbecue's big enough, like yours in your backyard. You could probably shove the whole damn barrel in your barbecue.
Well, I was going to say, if people don't, you know, have something like mine, how do they cook it? Because I could put the whole barrel in mine. It wouldn't worry me at all. In fact, that'd be a great way to do it. Just fish that. You know what? Why don't you fill my barrel with fish? And let's give her a try. You know?
We'll boil them.
We'll boil the damn thing. We'll sous vide, or whatever you call that new thing you got going there.
Yeah, sous-vide? The only problem is the barrel would probably catch fire if you did that, if you boiled it.
True. That's a good point. All right. And so this fish that you're putting on there, is this just regular everyday salmon?
You could do any salmon you want. I mean, I find that the organic salmon is a much better color to it than the traditional Atlantic salmon, which seems to be a little bit pale. But, I mean, you're going to pay for the difference. But you can also do any type of fish on this, any type you want. You could do sea bass. You could do whitefish. You could do whatever you want. The technique using that thick plank gives you such a latitude in cooking times and temperatures, where if you've got a thin cedar plank, you have to be careful because that thing gets really hot. And you turn it up too high, it burns.
Okay, so you're recommending a medium heat in that barbecue, obviously.
I loved when I was doing them at Bacteer last year. I would put that sucker on at 10 o'clock in the morning. I had people come and pick them up at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow. Okay, that long.
Yeah, as slow as possible.
And what do you do?
It's like a smoked fish.
And what do you do in between? Like, how do you preoccupy yourself while you're waiting?
I work.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then I take 20 minutes of my life out each week to keep you happy. Did you try those sausages yet?
I have not. This is the weekend, my friend.
Holy jeez.
This is the weekend, I'm telling you. This is my big weekend. I'm gonna languish around the castle this weekend. I have no plans. Nobody's made any plans for me. I have nothing happening other than enjoying the wonderful sausage that you were so nice to bestow upon me, you know?
And this is about an anniversary from your new life, isn't it, around now?
Sure, my new life?
Yeah.
I didn't know I had it.
You had your incident last year.
It's the 19th of July is my anniversary.
It was close.
So we've got almost, 3 weeks? Yeah. So,
okay. I was thinking about you.
There, and I appreciate that, my friend. Absolutely appreciate that. As always, as usual. Where am I going to get some of these planks now that you got me all dolled up?
Well, I'm going to be in cold water today, and I got planks there. Okay. Also, come in cold water today. I got a good supply of meat if anybody wants to drop in to see me. Beautiful box steaks. I got bison burgers. You know, just send me an email.
That's what I'm getting at. If folks want to partake in this wonderful new way of preparing fish, how would they do that? So now you're telling me. So they need to send you an email?
Yeah, SeanKelly939@gmail.com.
SeanKelly939@gmail.com. Joe, did you write that down? Because we have no way of communicating with this guy unless we write this. And it changes week to week. So just put it over. Put it with the stack of the other emails and addresses we have for him. Right, attaboy, right there. Perfect. All right, Mr. Kelly.
And now Joe has my email address, so he can email me about his gift card.
There you go. See? All figured out. My friend, you have yourself an absolutely wonderful weekend. I know you will. To you and yours, all the best. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, Ange.
Sean Kelly, our in-house meat monger, now specializing in fish and barrels, planks. Would you try that, Joe?
Sounds interesting, yeah.
Yeah, put a fish on a plank with whiskey in the plank.
Skin side up or down?
Oh, I would think skin side down. Otherwise, your maple syrup would all run out onto the plank.
I like crispy skin, though.
You do like crispy skin. All right. Let me throw that out here. There we go. All right. Get an order.